Hello everyone, welcome to the Astrology News Report. Today is August 19th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, the ancient science of light applied to our modern times, at astrologynewsreport.com.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's begin with our first segment, a review of the past week's events. Let's check in with the Saturn-Rahu conjunction as the planet of the established order and the significator of transformation get closer together in the heavens. We know that change is a-coming, and that since the Saturn-Rahu combo is in the sign Libra, the sign of fairness and equality, we should expect some new rules.
Yeah, well, we talked last week about Attorney General Eric Holder making noises about the need to do something about the incarceration rate in this country, specifically the huge number of nonviolent drug offenders being jailed just because of personal recreational drug use.
Or even if you are a hardcore addict, what you need is treatment, not prison. In any case, this situation ties in with the USA's chart for the Mars major period. Mars being the ruler of the 12th house of prisons and prisoners, and Mars is also the ruler of the 5th house of recreation and amusement. As such, this part of the karma of the USA is being activated at this time.
Well, anyhow, last Monday, while speaking to the American Bar Association, Mr. Holder made it more specific. The way he was going to change the established order was to tell the federal prosecutors to not report the amount of drugs found on an accused person, thereby neatly getting around the mandatory sentencing laws, which are indexed to the quantity of the drugs.
Ah, this brings to mind a quote ascribed to Winston Churchill. You can depend upon the Americans to do the right thing, but only after they have exhausted every other possibility.
Really?
And astrologically speaking, this is another manifestation of Mars and Jupiter together in Gemini. Jupiter is the planet of truth, and Mars is the planet of destruction. And it distorts whatever it comes in contact with. Thus, a distortion of the truth is in order.
Yes, a distortion of the truth, courtesy of the Attorney General of the United States. All right. Okay. Also, Mars and Jupiter still together in Gemini means the planet of conflict, Mars, plus the planet of beliefs, Jupiter, in the two-sided sign Gemini. And meanwhile, elsewhere in the heavens, Venus, the planet of agreement and compromise, lost its power to help by becoming debilitated when it went into Virgo last week. So, on Wednesday, Egypt's security forces decided that the pro-Morsi demonstrations in central Cairo had gone on long enough, and a deadly bloodbath ensued. Over 500 people were killed. The government declared a state of emergency, and as we talked about in last week's show, a whole new stage of the conflict has begun, and the country now descending into a deadly spiral of violence.
Besides being debilitated, Venus has also been receiving the fourth house square aspect from Mars last week, which didn't help matters.
True. Yeah, last week, after Venus moved into Virgo and before Mars moved into Cancer yesterday, Venus was getting an extra dose of negativity, which was the final push away from trying to find any kind of compromise.
Here's some more fallout from Venus being debilitated. Venus is the planet of pleasures, so when it's debilitated, we can expect something negative in the pleasure department. And sure enough, last Friday, European governments warned holidaymakers to stay away from Egypt's resorts, prompting German tour operators to cancel all trips to Egypt's Mediterranean coast, as well as Red Sea beach resorts, which are so popular with European sunseekers and divers.
Oh, well, I guess they'll just have to settle for Mallorca, or maybe one of those resorts in Greece, which I understand are going for bargain rates, by the way.
Switching over to the business sector, the $14 billion airline merger that almost everybody thought was a near certainty got blocked in the 11th hour by the Justice Department and a half a dozen states alongside them, who are suing to prevent the merger due to fears that it will allow airlines to increase fares. But American Airlines and U.S. Airways vow to fight it out in court to get the deal through.
Yeah, well, here again, Jupiter is the planet of laws and courts. Mars is the planet of action and combat, and last week they were still together in the air sign Gemini, which naturally has resonance with air travel and airlines, as well as two points of view, in this case, the airline industry and the Justice Department.
And here's another astrological angle. Venus, the planet of value, is now debilitated in the sign Virgo, the sign of details and critical analysis. Thus, the legitimate question of what this merger is really worth and for whom becomes the central issue. For a great article on all this, just type into a Google search, three thumbs down for American Airlines, U.S. Airways merger.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the Venus transit now in Virgo and how it affects the USA natal chart, our beloved country. Virgo is the sign in the USA 10th house, so it directly represents the authority, the ruler, and therefore the president of this country. One of Venus's significations is that it signifies guidance and counsel. But here it is, debilitated in the 10th house of the USA chart in its present condition. And this suggests some less than straight up guidance coming from the Oval Office.
Ron, where are you going? You're going somewhere with this, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I couldn't help but notice last week that President Obama finally decided to respond to the whole NSA illegal spying on U.S. citizens blow-up by announcing that he was going to take action.
Yes, there's been a lot of public outcry about our privacy rights as well as governmental violations of the Constitution and all that.
Yeah, so in true governmental fashion, Obama says he will be making the spying more transparent. Note that he is not stopping the program, and he is going to appoint a panel of investigators to be led by whom? Why, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper.
Seriously? What? Him? Yeah. The guy who lied to Congress about the existence of the program in the first place?
Yeah, none other.
Well, Ron, that's the same old, same old. Once again, they used the tactic of all we need is the appearance of due diligence. I have to say that trying to make spying more transparent, it sounds like an oxymoron to me.
Oh, David, is there any hope?
Can I answer that question after we have left this Kali Yuga?
Yeah, really. That will be quite a while for waiting for an answer. All right.
Well, folks, that's all we can fit in for the review of the past week's events. So we'll end it here. Be sure to check in with astrologynewsreport.com next week for your next dose of an astrological antidote to the usual news speak out there.
Okay.